The new online classes and teachers will be based out of Ketchikan through the Alaska Digital Academy. The academy has been offering distance courses for middle and high school students for 4 years. They create virtual classrooms with teachers and students working together through video on their computers. Petersburg students taking the classes would get credit at PHS. At the last school board meeting, high school principal Rick Dormer says it's been a challenge trying to keep a foreign language teacher locally.
We don't have a full load for a full language teacher. Whatever language it is, they always have to speak a language and do something else, and then we're kind of piecemealing, and that hasn't been super successful for us. We've had great, great teachers, but they, you know, we just can't give them a full load of what they'd love to have, which is foreign language.
Some Petersburg students already take virtual classes through the school library for electives they want that aren't already taught at the school. The Ketchikan Online Academy will be in addition to that. Superintendent Erica Klutpainter says it could lead to more flexibility and personalized learning for Petersburg students in the future.
There are lots of conflicts in small schools, and it has to do with money and how many people, and you know, you'd love to have 7 periods of whatever and 7 periods of whatever, but it's not possible. The Digital Academy is another option now for kids.
School board member Jay Lister says some parents are concerned with students being taught online. He asked the superintendent if the quality of online education was comparable to in the classroom.
Do we have any evidence showing that that's as effective as just regular classroom teacher? I'm interested, is it as effective? Are the kids learning as much as the other way?
Klutpainter says the district could bring more information to the next school board meeting about virtual classrooms. She says they are finding that it's an effective way of learning.
We feel confident. I mean, is it exactly the same as having a teacher in front of you in a classroom? No, it's not. But it's the option right now.
A few new Petersburg teachers will be involved in the foreign language program. Tim Shumway was hired as the foreign language coordinator for the high school and will also be teaching language arts and English at the middle and high school. Mikolai Petruski has been hired as a middle school social studies and PE teacher. Dormer says he also speaks some Spanish and can lend extra support to students if needed. Foreign language courses are not required for students graduating in Petersburg High School, but they do count as electives. However, some colleges require it or prefer 2 years for admissions. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.